It is 5:25. We can go to our agenda, or we can break for dinner. We're going to have a closed session. 6:30. Okay. We can continue on with our open session agenda. We're going to be having a closed session at 6, and there will be no further open session tonight. However, Sandra, can you invite the board members and listeners again to whatever festivities we have going on that are going to start, I guess, at 8 or 9?
Well, depending on what time we leave here, it's my understanding that there's going to be a reception at the KPFT studios, and folks here that have vehicles are encouraged to give everybody rides so we can caravan over there together, starting at 8:45.
Dwayne, why don't you give details? If you have any, you could give the address of the station, for instance, for out-of-town listeners.
The station address is 419 Lovett Boulevard. That's Love with two T's. Zip code is 77006 if you're map-questing yourself. And we're going to have a couple of folks with vans over here to serve as drivers if we can shuttle a bunch of people to the station. After you tour the station, all we're going to have there is some chips and dips and not much in the way of nourishment other than spiritual. You will then be taken back toward Pasadena, and about a third of the way between KPFT and here is this wonderful exhibit of folk art called the Orange Show, and that's where the formal dinner will be at 10 o'clock.
Thank you, Dwayne. All right. Okay, good. Thank you for mentioning that. All right, now we have two things, two loose ends. Actually, we have a number of loose ends, and I'll throw it out to the group what you'd like to put in this half hour. I know I am craving a break of some sort. Unfortunately, there's no dinner, but we can take a half-hour break until we meet in closed session, or we can do minutes. Richard's just sent us a few sets of minutes, or we can complete the questioning of LaVarn.
George?
There was
also this item by Rosette, which was supposed to come.
Yes, it was supposed to come after the finance, but continuing with the Finance Committee would be the questions for our CFO that comes next, and then the item that Lizette put on the agenda. So how about would anyone like to suggest, should we give 10 minutes for questioning of LaVarn and 20 minutes to Lizette? How's that?
Yeah, that's what was decided, 20 minutes to Lizette.
Okay. So why don't we take a director's questions for the CFO? If there are any. If there aren't, we'll go on to the WPFW situation. Do you have a question for LaVarn?
Yes.
Okay, George, go ahead.
Hi, Michael. Yeah, George, you're a radio guy. You know better.
I have a question, too, for LaVarn.
Thank you, Otis.
You're welcome. Promotion
number. LaVarn, between the last time the budgets were approved and now, how big an expansion has there been in the national office staff, and how does it compare with what it was before the staff was reduced at the time that the last budgets were approved?
I'll answer that as best as I can, but when I came in and at the 1st of February in the national office, there was the assistant controller, there was me as the interim CFO, and there was that was it for finance. And then we brought up the pharma business manager from KPFK, whose responsibilities were to basically reporting. To do, and plus other, and also to help with our audit, because with only one person, Lynn and I, in the national office, trying to do finance. Previous to that, I understand There was the CFO. There was the assistant controller who's there now. There was a controller. There was a person who was basically the CPA. And then I believe there was another part-time, or there was another consultant that they had in the national office. So if you count up those people to the number of people that we have now, we have an FP&A manager basically doing reporting and also with the audit, preparing and helping with the audit. And we have the assistant controller, and we have me, the interim CFO, on a half-time basis, because my other job is to be the interim general manager at WBAI. And I might add, I hope no one takes this wrong, but I have a lot of people who identify with me now when I say I work two jobs.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Are there any other questions for LaVarne?
Yeah.
Okay. Jamie?
Hi, thanks. LaVarne, I'm concerned about understanding the cash flow in the national office. I don't know, again, I'm not sure if you can address this right now, but just to let you know my concern. On 8/25/09, we got a cash flow forecast for national office showing $172,000 in bills that national office wouldn't have money to pay. In other words, a negative cash balance at the end of September. And the other day, we got the balance sheet showing end-of-the-month cash balance at national office of $7,000. So there's a difference of $179,000. So my question is, what happened differently from what was projected in the cash flow? Was there more income than expected, or were bills left unpaid, or did something else happen?
Well, for all you religious people, there's a parable in there about doing the water with the wine. Oh, no. what happened is that we did get the $100,000 line of credit, so we used that. We actually used $70,000 again of restricted funds. So just that makes a difference. But it was a combination of all those things. You know, we were able to get from BAI an advance on a $20,000 advance on Central Services. When we got the latest funds, I think that's when we paid all of Democracy Now. I'm sure I have a cash flow here. I would have to bring it up. We had some funds that were due to us because from KPFA, because they delayed their Central Services, although we were holding the last payment on their CPB based on their final getting to us, their final package from their community advisory board, and then they held back their Central Services. So it was tighter than what the numbers indicate. So, and again, I keep giving, and Lynn Magno, I mean, she said she couldn't sleep at night because, you know, we didn't have the funds, but we managed to get funds available so that we would not have to put off people and we wouldn't have people coming to us. So, you know, I think with the strict and the solid foundation that Lynn has in terms of paying people, and they're and anyway, that's all I'll say. But we were able to manage this.
Okay, thanks. Can I ask a quick follow-up? So just
sure,
to clarify, so you the $100,000 line of credit that we sent up, you dipped into that money and spent it?
Oh, we didn't even dip in. We just wiped it out.
Okay. And then you took $70,000 remaining in the heap?
Right. And we used that. But let me tell you, on the budgets, we didn't get into BAI or get more into K. But in both of those stations, they are in the budgets, both of them, some payback for probably about $100K each year from BAI and from KPFK to put the funds back into the national office where the funds were depleted paying bills for the station.
Were Central Services received from the drives at A or K that Kay made a lot of money in September, right?
But
did some of that money come to you guys yet?
Kay, I believe we did use some of the money because there was actually like they gave it to us early. It's not due until I think the 20th, so the stations
of
have
October?
That time of each month. It's due on the 20th of each month.
Okay.
But as I said earlier, and I'll ask each one of you to talk to your business managers and your general managers to get it in as soon as possible, because we will have cash flow issues until everyone really start paying central services.
So just finally, just to make sure I understand, so if Kay made a lot of money in Drive in September, that money's not due to you guys till October 20?
Right, but they actually gave it to us early. They,
okay.
Bob Conger, I have to thank him and the staff there at KPFK. They did.
We asked for an advance.
Okay, now, were there other stations that you asked for advances from?
I don't believe so, no. There was a KPFT in order to pay WPFW's health benefits.
Okay.
And then we transferred the $20,000 from BAI for to pay another bill that was due.
Okay.
Yes.
Thanks.
Okay. Nia is the next on the stack.
Go ahead, Nia.
Okay. LaVarn, when was the CPB filing done for this year?
I don't have that information with me, but it's done, usually it's done, in the spring, so that you know approximately what you're going to get for the next, when you get your next payment.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's always done on time. It's like this issue they were talking about with the KPFA in terms of they're looking at the numbers, the minority composition of their board. That's the issue with KPFA. And with, I think, T.
Yeah, KPFT said because the filing was done incorrectly. So it's very.
I don't think it's done incorrectly. I think that what happens is that there are mistakes along the way. And KPFA, I believe, experienced this before, where they had to actually address with CPB the fact that their composition of their board did meet the minority requirements. So why that's done is not due to late filing. It's that for some reason, there is some information.
Okay, very
Does
good.
Does Bob have an answer?
Okay. Andrea's next.
Just a couple of questions real quick. For the Central Services CSO charges, we were told 19.5% is for each. Is that based on, because I'm still trying to understand a little bit, is that based on the projected budget or the actual budget? And then it's divvied up over each,
Good question. It's when you put your budget together, it's based on the budget. But when it comes in during the year, it's based on actual.
It's based on the actual.
Right.
And then it's paid out monthly on
it's,
the 20th.
It's about the 20th. That's when it's due. But, again, no one has to wait to the 20th if you have the cash in the bank, particularly as we have our cash flow shortages and the fact that all the reserves in the national office have been depleted. And we have a plan to pay back the money we borrowed within the national office, although it was due for it. And we can do that through K and through BAI, actually paying back some of the stuff, some of the receivables that have built up over the years.
Okay. And does KPFA pay for the HR position? Because you said that there was an increase in our staffing. And we were up higher.
Your personal HR position?
Is that something that we pay for the national office or what?
You're talking about the
because
person.
I'm trying to understand our increase, and perhaps I'm wording it wrong.
Your increase in what?
In personnel.
No, the consultant is not Mr. Anderson. The consultant is the person who you have on board.
Okay.
And I don't really want to get into any.
Okay, right. You don't have to.
We shouldn't be talking about that.
Okay, but yeah. That yeah. explains maybe the increase in our personnel.
Okay. Oh, no, no. The salaries in the national office are paid through the national office, and our HR director is paid through the national office.
Okay, we're finished with the time for this item. Now we're going to move on to an item about the finances regarding the gala held at WPFW. Lizette, will you take that on?
Yes, I will. I want to impress upon this board that when you ignore issues in this foundation that's supposed to be a network, the end result is very, very expensive. And I'm thinking particularly, I'm thinking about the example of VAI. For years, we turned our backs on it, and we ended up with some $2 million or more in the red, and the rest of us have to pay for it. I am mindful that if we do this with PFW, we might not have as much money, but the same thing is going to happen. And I want to know how many of you actually opened the email from another LSB member, a Haitian guy. He's been with PFW for a number of years, maybe 28 years or so. And he wrote to this board, each and every person, I believe, received a memo, an email rather. And I did ask around the members here, and very few people opened it. And that member, LSB member, was pleading with this PNB to take a look at what is happening at PFW. And if five of you opened it, there are many. One of the things that I'm cited for to be faced with another kangaroo court on the 21st of October is that I've been asking questions about the expenditure of a gala. Money that we go on the air, and I'm one of those people, sometimes you're trying to get money and it's like pulling teeth. And we have a situation where 2 years ago, and according to an initial review of the documents that I did personally, I went to the station and I spent about 2 or 3 days looking over every piece of document that relates to this event. And according to that, we have spent $231,000, no, $233.34 for this event. The income was $185,886.6, a net loss of $45,446.74. A search found no documents, although I was called a liar on many occasions, no documents where we can decide that either the PNB or the ENB, or in fact the LSB, gave authority for that expenditure. Naturally, several questions arise from this, and I don't think I'll be dealing with them now, because some of them are beyond the ability of mine to investigate, and it might take somebody, maybe the audit next year will pick this up. What I can conclude, though, and I actually commissioned the help of one of our ardent supporters, Richard Phelps, who does have some he's an attorney and he has some experience in auditing. So he helped me to put this report, to look at the documents that we found and put the report together. And what he has concluded is that the event was poorly planned. And I can say that because the first I heard about it was in July, when it was presented to us that this was a fundraising event, and it was projected that it would raise net $50,000. And it was June to December. Billy Ray and I sat there. We said nothing because the two of us in the minority, we always negative with this, with that, with the other. Let them go ahead and have their fun. We wanted no part of it. The expenses were poorly projected, and above all, the event was poorly promoted. If this was meant to be a fundraiser, as we were told, I don't believe that much effort was gone in, you know, went into it. Because for a start, a gala committee was hurriedly put together, despite the fact that we have an outreach committee chaired by somebody called Gloria Turner, who is known to be very capable of organizing an event like this. I mean, the story of this event is untold, and I will not rest. I will not rest until we get to the bottom of this, because I believe this is just the tip of the iceberg in Pacifica. Only that, there aren't many people who are as leeches, if there's such a word, as I am. And I'm trying to get this PNB. If you mean business, if you mean to be looking after people's money, this is an example to look at how we deal with our finances, what procedures are in place that people could just come in and spend nearly $250,000 to be fair. And then you're being ridiculed because you're asking questions about it. It's abominable. And talk about racism. If you want to talk about racism, this is an example. Because the majority of the people whose money we spent here, and it came out of our budget, talk about budget. That's another thing. This was not budgeted for. So what's the point going through the process of budgeting when the CFO could just come, take your money and spend it as he or she likes? And right now, I am asking you, based on what the local election supervisor announced here, come out like a bomb from out of the sky, I'm asking this PNB to seriously consider suspending the authority. And I can't, one of you, please help me look at the bit of the bylaws that say we can do that. The LSB is a committee of this body, and you have a responsibility, and you can in fact suspend the authority of that committee. And I'm asking you, based on what we heard today, based on the findings of this investigation, we need to suspend the authority until somebody goes in there and find out what is going on.
Okay, thank you, Luzette. I want to tell the board that I just forwarded to you an email from Nicole Sawaya from about a year ago that gives a little spreadsheet of the WPFW budget, indicating, I don't know the exact figure, but it's somewhere between $45,000 and $50,000 that gala lost. $54,000, okay.
And I'm formally moving that we suspend the authority of that LSB until an investigation is undertaken as to how we look at how money is being spent, what they're doing, how they interpret the bylaws, and what they're doing to Billy Ray and me.
Second. Okay, we have a motion on the floor and a second. Is this a point of information?
I have a point of information.
We have a motion on the floor. It's been seconded. We'll take a stack. But what is your point of information, Nia?
Whose authority are we suspending?
The LSB.
Members of the LSB.
The WPFW LSB.
Okay.
Where is the bylaws?
Okay. Just let her ask the question, please. Let's have some order. Go ahead, Nia.
What does that mean? I need to explain. What is it exactly?
I'll answer it when I find it here.
Okay.
We can go. Let's
continue with the stack, and then you'll get an answer. Sean is first.
Just to clarify for us, they spent $231,000. Where did they get the original or initial $231,000 in the first place?
The person who could answer it is no longer with us, so we need to investigate that.
Well, I mean, what did they take? Is it LSB money? Was it from National? Was it Lonnie Hicks?
Can I answer the question? Initially, we were told that the PNB, we were told that it would cost $60,000 to put on, and that the CFO was going to give us that money. There is no evidence anywhere that that actually happened. What has happened is that $200,000 was spent, and it came out of our budget, our account.
Your local LSB?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Lonnie Hicks.
That's not the LSB?
No, Ron Pitchback, I'm sorry, excuse me.
Now we
okay. Okay. Let's have some order. Okay. Jim.
Thank you. Most of the facts that's been presented today about the gala are distorted. The initial monies to get the gala started, my understanding is, came from National. At the end of the event, all the monies that National had given were paid back to National. What was, as far as I know, and keep in mind, nobody on the LSB had anything to do with the financial assets of the gala. It was all handled through the management of the station and the PNB, not PNB, but the national office. So LSB had nothing to do with the any of the monies or anything to do with the finances surrounding that event. That's one thing. The second part to this, is that when things like this are distorted, it damaged the images of our station and of Pacifica. You have to investigate the facts clearly before you go out doing something like this in terms of publicly, because what's going on now is, without you knowing the facts, you acting on someone's opinion about this without really looking at the facts.
Point of information.
Okay, go ahead.
Through you, Chair, can my fellow PNB member tell us whether there was a gala committee stemming from the LSB, and who the members of the gala committee was, and whether there was a budget for that gala committee?
Okay, the first thing I'd like to say in terms of a point of information is this. There is a spreadsheet that I just sent you. So there are financial facts that were investigated by the national office regarding this gala. So it's not as though there are no facts and there's been no address to this. There have been.
Thank you.
There has been address to it.
Thank you.
And the gala was not, there were statements made by, I don't remember who, but people at PFW, that the gala was profitable, which it was not. So according to the spreadsheet from the national office, in fact, it was, what, $54,000? Okay. Well, I think that LaVorne has a further investigation which showed it to be.
Sure.
50. 53946. I sent you a 53946. There have been a couple of looks at this by the national office. So now, in terms of the other things, so it's not as though there are no financial facts that have been found. There have been, and much of the information that Luzette presents here does correspond to the spreadsheet that was sent out by Nicole last year, and there may be further information at the national office level. Now I'm going to recognize Billy Ray.
You know, I cannot believe that the former chair of WPFW's LSB would sit up here and tell that bald-faced lie.
It's a lie.
Okay.
Madam Chair, this is ridiculous for him to sit here in a public session and call me a lie. I am really, this is part of...
Okay, fine.
I hope
thank
you get,
you.
I hope you understand
I,
what
I,
the
I
point
don't
is.
I know. Thank you all. Let's have some... We have a motion on the floor. Let's address the motion on the floor.
What is the motion again?
Can we state the motion again, Luzette?
The motion is that we suspend the authority, and let me see, the authority of the LSB while we investigate the source of authority of this for a start, because the LSB was part of it, while we investigate what exactly is happening on the LSB with respect to the putting on the board of these three people to fill positions on the board.
Okay.
And thirdly, what they're doing to Billy Ray and me. What's the process they're using to expel us from the board? So there are three things: the source of authority for this, the expenditure, what they're doing in terms of filling the positions on the board, and how they are disciplining Billy Ray and me.
I have another point of information, Grace.
Okay.
But before I vote, what section of the bylaws talks about the suspension?
The attorney will help us. The attorney will help us.
What attorney?
Ricardo.
Oh, sorry, Ricardo, I can't see that far. That's you?
Thank you. For the record, Ricardo de Anda, the attorney for Pacifica, the LSB is a committee of the board, which means it gains its authority and its powers through the PMB. It is a standing committee. It is a creature of the bylaws. It is not a creature of the PMB. So the PMB cannot just... take away its powers. What the PMB can do, however, as set out in the bylaws, is...
cite the bylaws, sir?
Yes, it's Section 4. Section 4, well, it's Section 3, specific powers and duties. I'm sorry, Section 4, other local station board powers and duties. Section 4.
And that's not the article.
I'm sorry. Article 7, Section 4, first paragraph, third sentence that begins any and all actions. It says any and all actions, resolutions, and policies taken or adopted by an LSB may be overridden by a majority vote of the directors if said action, resolution, or policy is found by the board of directors to be adverse to the mission and or charitable or business purposes of the foundation, to exceed the power or authority granted to said LSB, or to be inconsistent with these bylaws, the articles, or applicable laws and regulations. So what the PMB can do is override any action that the LSB can do. That's as far as you can go. You cannot just simply strike out an LSB.
Okay, so then basically what you're saying is that this motion is out of order, But however, whatever, whatever, if there is
any adverse action.
Okay, if there is an adverse action, an action taken by the WPF, WLSP that's considered onerous to this body, we can negate its effects.
That's correct.
Is that correct?
That's correct. Or any action that they may have taken in the past.
Okay. All right.
Interest of the foundation.
Okay. So this entire motion is out of order. We cannot.
I'd like to bring a new motion.
Okay. All right. We are now out of time. It's 6 p.m. I'm trying to be the chair, please. We've all been sitting here since before 10 a.m. this morning with hardly any break. We're hungry, we're tired, it's time to look at this situation. I'm not trying to sweep it under the rug. I'm trying to deal with it. It's up to this body whether they want to extend time or take a break for dinner and handle this sometime
later.
Move
to extend time.
Okay.
Well, what did you say, Madam Chair?
Or
10 minutes.
Okay. 10 minutes for what, Otis? Okay. Thank you.
Move to extend time for 10 minutes.
Dinner. I'm getting cranky, and if I'm getting cranky, I'm sure that there are many others seated here, who are also cranky. So. Let's take this into consideration. Here's what we can do. We can extend time. It takes a two-thirds vote. We can extend time and postpone consideration of this until tomorrow when we're well rested, because we have an executive session scheduled for this evening. We can not extend time and bring this up at another time, whatever the body wishes to do. Okay. Sean, I think, was first.
I move that we postpone this matter till tomorrow as the first matter in executive session.
No, this is an open session.
It's got to be in public.
That's fine. Where, I mean, I can bring the motion I want to bring right now, which is not to recognize the members, the alleged members that were put on the LSB board. Over the last, week or two? When did they? Yeah, over the last few weeks.
Okay, let's not go into the contents.
All
let's
right,
just
okay,
go
so
into.
Then I make a motion, okay, because I didn't know which direction. So I make a motion that we postpone this till tomorrow.
Second. Okay. All right. Is there any objection to revisiting this agenda item? The first thing tomorrow is the first item on the open session agenda. Okay, hearing no objection, that's what we're going to do. We're not exactly sure. Probably 11. Okay. And because we have executive session tomorrow morning from 9 to 11. Now, what we're going to do now is the PNB is going to take at least a 20-minute break for dinner and then move into executive session. The public is asked to leave. We're taking austerity measures very seriously. The food for dinner is only going to be paid for board members, for executive director candidates, and for other people, staff who have been helping. So please, if you intend to eat dinner here, consider that you need to pay for it yourselves. And we'll break for dinner now. This part of this meeting is adjourned. Recessed. Sorry.